Keely, thank you for that. I have a couple of interesting observations being shared coming in, but before I do, can I ask Anthony to respond about the report? A number of people are coming, have been emailing in and wanted to know more about the report that Anthony made reference to. Before I hand over to Anthony, can I show you any documents or websites that the panel make reference to in this webinar? We will be sending you the links following the webinar. Anthony, would you like to share more about that report?
Yeah, it's a very recent report that the International Federation of Accountants and the Chartered Institute of Public Finance and Accounting have produced. Basically, it's an international framework for good governance in the public sector. And it makes, you know, quite a lot of reference to internal audit, the role of internal audit, at a high level. But for my reading, makes it quite clear that internal audit is a fundamental part of governance within bodies. And just to pick up on the point that we were just making around getting the message across if there are reductions in budgets and cuts in internal audit and the impact that that has. Speaking as an external auditor, I would expect to see that referenced in the annual governance statement and to see the impact of that covered off. And if as external auditors we're aware of cuts in internal audit and perhaps head of internal audit's concerns about those, they're not being properly reflected in the annual governance statement, then we might actually want to make reference to that. Because the whole point of the annual governance statement is to provide that that reference, that baseline point for the governance arrangements within an organisation. And if internal audit is being cut back to the, to an extent that either a limited scope opinion is going to have to be given, then I think that needs to be brought out.